If you ever get married, you just lie. Hoes have the most fun.
But who's saying that I'm not having fun just because I'm not having sex?
Me.
Conrad. Who the hell is Lauren Conrad?
I'm trying to get my brain fired up because you said these is like random. You want me to just try to be myself, be kind of funny, just lay back? All right.
Be yourself. I mean, you are.
Because, you know, I make bad jokes sometimes. So I don't want my jokes lame. You know what I mean? I don't want to upset nobody.
I feel like with content, people, like, as long as your intention isn't to offend somebody.
I'm never trying to offend nobody. I'm
no, for real. Like, because there's nothing you can do that is going to always not offend. Like, you can't avoid offending somebody is what I'm trying to say. Like... It doesn't matter how well you word something. It doesn't matter how well you put something together. You're going to end up offending somebody. So don't even worry about that. I'm going to just be me. Yeah. All right. So we're going to get started. Hello, guys. It's your girl, B, here with another episode of Sip and Spill, where we sip on drinks while spilling the tea on dating and relationships. And today I have a very special guest. He's actually... I think you're the most reoccurring guest that we've had on this show.
Word? Hey.
He is the first guest we ever had on Sip and Spill.
It makes me feel special.
That's crazy. I just realized that.
I appreciate the love.
Yo, you were literally the first guest we ever had in 2016.
Yeah,
that's lit. Crazy. That just hit me.
You know what I mean? Started off another one.
And I think this is, what, your third or fourth time?
Yep.
Third or fourth, one at a time. But it is the one, the only, Jesse.
What's up?
So how you been?
I've been. It'll be up and down, but we stay consistent. That's
right.
All.
So before we started recording, you was talking about how you ain't been on a mic in a while.
It's been a while.
So how's it feel?
We'll see.
We'll see. It's been a minute. I'm really excited. So for this episode, it was a pretty impromptu decision because that's just how my brain works. And, you know, we came up with some ideas and then I said to myself, why don't we test out how well this ChatGPT thing works? So for those who don't know, ChatGPT is an AI or artificial intelligence. I'm going to show it to you on here in a second. And basically, you can type in there, like, any, like, it's basically, people are calling it the Google killer, right?
Okay.
So, you type in something, like, say you were asking who this person was, Lauren Conrad.
Right.
So, you could type in there, who is she? And it's going to literally give you, like, a whole entire, like, biography of her or whatever they could pull from, you know, wherever they pulled the information from.
Right.
Now, that's the simple part of it.
Okay.
But it also codes. Right. So, like, people are making websites, people are making, like, apps, like, all types of stuff.
By just telling it what to do.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I want a game that does one, you know, blank, 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 blank.
Yeah.
Code this for me.
Yeah.
It'll give you the code. It'll literally tell you where to copy and paste it.
Right.
And then say you go through and you're like, oh, I forgot. I want the main color to be purple instead of pink. It'll literally make the correction because it's conversational. So you can, like, you can, when you're talking to it, you can go back and reference things that you said to it before because it's conversational.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it'll be like, oh, no problem. So when you go in, take this part out and insert this here. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. But then it's even better than that. So a lot of students now are using it because it'll write papers for you.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I'm not going to make it. I'm not equipped to make it in this new era. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the 1900s. You know what I mean?
All right, Charlamagne.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anything about a computer.
Yo, for real?
And
no.
I'm only 30. I'm a millennial.
That's fair, because you never were really into, like, social media
and stuff
like that.
I don't know nothing about a computer. And when they take over, I'm out of here. I'm done.
I mean, when they take over, they're not going to have access to you because you don't use them anyway.
That's a fact. So hold on. Let me rethink what we're talking about. Like, maybe I'll be fine. Maybe y'all will be fucked up and I'll be okay.
No, I'm saying, like, because you don't use social media.
That's a fact. Maybe I'll be all right. Maybe I'll be the only one that'll be okay.
You might be. You have to save us.
Being dumb is fire. Being a step slow is like the best, right? Because I'm gonna survive.
I'm dead. Being dumb is fire. I don't feel like it's being dumb, though. I think it's just you're not tech savvy.
Yeah, because when you say AI and you say, you know, does your paperwork and all that stuff, I'm just like...
I used it to draft some emails for me.
See, that's crazy.
I had it actually outline this whole episode, you but we'll get into that.
About that is mm-hmm. I got a book from my... I got three kids. My oldest son. I got a book called... what's it called? It's called something like... a robot at the beach, right?
Okay.
And the little black girl, she has to code, right? And teach this robot how to build sandcastles, right? And I just, from that education she gave to a third grader, I was able to understand what coding is.
Right? So like, you learned what coding was from a child's
son.
Book.
With my son.
I'm crying.
Like, together. I've been here through the Facebook boom. I've been here through Twitter. All that stuff. I just learned how to code with my 9-year-old son.
Wait, did you have a MySpace when we were in high school?
I did.
Because you know when we had MySpace,
yeah,
we were coding.
Say, you know, I just watched a documentary and it was like, it was a lot of people's introductory into coding.
Yeah, because, all of us were coding. We just didn't know it.
And I'm like, dog, I don't know. Let somebody do that shit. I don't know what that was. All these numbers and symbols and all that shit. I barely know how to speak English. You understand me? Like, what are you talking about?
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, nah. I feel you. It'd be like that. But something, though, I will say is that the reason why I can't say you're fully dumb, I mean, you have your moments, but...
I admit them. Listen, I understand. Okay.
It's because as technology is getting smarter, humans are getting dumber because they rely on it.
Yeah.
But because you don't use tech,
yeah,
you have to learn certain shit. So like a lot of the things that like people are going to be utilizing as we continue evolving, you'll know how to do because you do it. You don't rely on tech.
Nah, I'm going to tell you what I did. I got a wife. And I download... the stuff I need to know into her brain. Like, yo, just remember that for when I need it. You know what I mean?
Wait, give me an example.
Like, you know what I mean? Anything technical. Okay, give you an example. I'm sending my dad to Dominican Republic for his birthday. He turns 50 this year. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm talking to the mic.
Yeah.
He turned 50 this year. I'm sending him to Dominican Republic. Without her, right? Without her... this is not possible because I don't know how to navigate nothing. Nothing. So bad. It's so bad. I've been priming her, right? This is how lazy I am. I've been priming her to help me like set up my For Hims subscription because I'm bald a little bit, right? But I should know how to do it, right? But and she won't do it if I spring it on her. So I gotta plan whatever I'm doing like 6 months in advance.
Okay.
So it's kinda like I gotta start throwing it out there. So by the time I'm like, baby, like I can't. She's like, I know you've been trying for a while. Like,
right. Right.
So I gotta play the game, but yeah, whatever. I survive. I figure it out.
You know what I mean, in reference to like planning trips, that's just a woman thing. Like, men rarely are the planners.
No, I'm telling you, anything that has to do with looking up, planning, future, anything that involves a computer, it's not my job no more.
Okay.
Nope.
But
your job. So I'll be in the room when you do it. You know what I mean? But I can't.
Cheer you on?
Yeah.
Like, there you go, babe. That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm looking like. Revive this hairline.
Let me tell you, you want to know something funny?
What?
My wife caught me talking to my phone. Right? Something simple. I forget what the word was. Something simple.
Uh-huh.
But she looked at me with such disappointment, like, nigga, you don't know how to spell that. Right? She looked at me like, yo. She's like, yo, what are you doing? What about our kids? Like, what are you... Little niggas on their own. I figured it out.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Get you a wife. That's all.
I'm crying. Oh, my goodness. No, but you say that all the time.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, oh my gosh, that is too funny. You literally just said that when I brought the kids over on Sunday.
It's a fact. You think I'm playing? I'm true to you.
I'm like, Jesse, how's fatherhood going? Oh, you know, I got a wife. Yeah, what cool, does that mean?
It's like... cool. It's cool. It's good.
Yo, oh, my God. All right. So let's get into this first segment of ChatGPT. Because, like, so, like I was saying, I had it, like, draft emails. You can have it do so many things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's insane. And it's crazy because... with a lot of students, like I was saying, how they're able to get it to like write essays and stuff, there's no plagiarism because it doesn't pull from the internet. So I'm like, where is this information coming from?
It thinks?
Yes.
It's thinking about this stuff?
Yes.
Like it's pondering the information.
Listen.
No, hold on. So okay. Again, this is coming from a dumb guy.
Okay.
But it spits nothing but fact, right? So like, you know how when you think, and sometimes you might get something wrong, right? Something doesn't quite fit. But you're pondering the information. You're telling me it just gives you facts. Mm-hmm. But is it
thinking about the information? No, because it can also... So something that... the first time I ever got introduced to ChatGPT was like a YouTube video popped up. You know, that's how we all find shit. And, well, I don't know about you, but the rest of the world. Because you ain't on the internet.
No. I'm on TikTok. You know what's crazy? Is the Chinese, they got my information. Like they know me. They know me. They know what I like. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesse's back. My guy.
They know me. For real.
But no, so, damn, I forgot what I was I can never have a full conversation with you, yo, because we be everywhere. Oh, ChatGPT. So, I got introduced to it from a YouTube video where this dude used it to write a children's book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, just to test it out, it was like, give me, you know, a children's book that is teaching a child the alphabet, like A to Z type of book. So it did it. And it was actually pretty good. And then after that, he went back in and said, okay, do it again, but this time make it funny. And you know that shit was actually funny? Like me as a 30-year-old woman.
Funny's hard for was a robot.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how does this thing know humor?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Speaking of that, let me ask you a random question.
Okay, go for it.
When you think to yourself,
right? Mm-hmm.
What do you hear? Do you hear a voice? Or do I read text? The reason I say this is because I was having this conversation with somebody. It's like when I think to myself, I hear like me talking to me. You know what I mean? But like.
No, I know exactly what you mean. It's just niggas don't be talking about this out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's funny.
I smoked the blunt before I got here.
No. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, that was so random. Like,
I've been pondering it.
Yo, but for real, though, hold on. Let me come up with a thought.
Okay.
Damn, that's my voice.
See?
I never thought, like, I know when I'm thinking I thought it was me.
Yeah.
But now, like, in the moment that you asked me that.
You talk to yourself.
Right. I was asking myself, like, yo, but for real, who is Lauren Conrad?
My wife said she sees text.
In her brain?
Like, she's reading. I'm like, what? What? You bring up this reading shit. You read. What are you talking about?
What she mean she reading?
She said...
like, when her eyes open?
Yeah, instead of the voice, she sees words in her head. I keep touching my head because, it's in her mind.
But I'm saying, like, is it, like, with her eyes open?
Yeah. I think you know.
Or is it, like, when she's, like, resting with her eyes
open? I think when you have a thought, like, door opens up right now. You have, a bunch of
shit, who's that?
Yeah. But she reads it in her mind instead of saying, like, a person in her mind, be like, who the fuck is that? You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've been curious.
I've been asking everybody.
Literally said, like, she reads, oh shit, who's that? Instead of hearing herself say,
right.
Oh shit, who's that?
Right.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever
heard. Weird, right? Like, but, yeah, whatever. My bad.
Yo, love you to you. I was about to say, love you to you, but that's just
asking everybody
weird.
That because I'm just, like, I'm curious because I talk back to the nigga in my head. Me and him be having
full-blown
conversations.
Yo, bruh. I'm so glad.
And that nigga's hilarious.
If I
will say most of myself, some of my best laughs come from like, yeah. I work an overnight job and I be in there cracking the fuck up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Just having random thoughts.
Right.
Whatever.
my goodness, that was so random. I'm sorry. But so necessary. Okay. All right. No, you good. You don't got to apologize. I'm having a great time. So, for this episode, I was listening to this podcast from this YouTube channel called The Try Guys, and their podcast is called Tripod. And so their producer, he was like, he wanted to test out if AI would take his job, basically, as a podcast producer. Mm. So he went in and asked, he asked ChatGPT to come up with segments for the podcast. Mm-hmm. And that whole episode, they literally just were doing the segments that it came up with. Okay. And low key, it was only one miss. Like, all the rest of them were good.
Say word.
Right. So I was like, so let's try it. So I went through this a few times. Hold on,
forewarning.
Okay.
I ain't been on a podcast a little bit. I'm going to give y'all my immediately thought.
It's fine. Right? It's fine.
Just don't judge me now. You know what I mean?
Jesse, even if you had continued doing podcasts, you were going to do that regardless. So I don't even know why you did it. All right. So I asked it, give me, so originally I said to give me, I wanted to try this or that.
Okay.
So I said, give me some this or that scenarios for a podcast, and it did. And then I switched it up and said, give me those, but for Black culture that are funny.
Okay.
And so this is how it thinks, right? Because it took a minute for it to come up with this.
Word.
I watched it.
Okay. Because
you can watch it. So it said, I'm sorry, but I can't provide funny this or that scenarios for a specific culture, as it may be perceived as inappropriate or insensitive. However, I can suggest some lighthearted this or that scenarios that can be used for a fun podcast segment that celebrate Black culture.
Word, that's right.
And then proceeded to give me a bunch of Negro based this or that. So,
what's that first one say?
I'm gonna read them all.
Okay.
All right. So, this or that, Prince or Michael Jackson?
That's a tough one. That's a toughie.
I'm going Michael Jackson.
Okay. And I would usually go with you. Until I've been hearing a story. No, it's not bad. I've been hearing a story about how Prince passed on the bad song. You heard about
that? That's true.
Because he said, your butt is mine. He said, who the fuck you saying that to? I respect that. That's cold gangster. So who you talking to, Mike?
Especially because Prince was dressing so feminine.
Right. So then I watched another something on YouTube. You know, mm-hmm. I went on YouTube rabbit hole. And it was... What's the old head name from Motown? No, not Barry Gordy. This is going to make me mad. Rashida Jones' daddy.
Okay.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Quincy Jones.
Yes, Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones was saying how when Mike and Prince were supposed to meet up to discuss that song, he was waiting for 4 hours.
Who? Right?
Quincy.
Oh.
Because neither one of them wanted to pull up first. So they kept circling the block for 4 hours. Do you know how much
dedication? That is the pettiest thing I've ever heard.
But Prince won.
Of course he did.
Love that for you.
But I'm going to be honest with you. If we're going just based off of personality, I'm going Prince.
Yeah.
But if I'm going off of like what I listen to when I'm cleaning up on Sundays.
You remember when Trey Songz tried to sing Your Side of the Bed? And Prince was out there like, nigga. He's like, nigga, if you don't put the goddamn mic down.
Like, this ain't it.
That's the day I was like, yeah, Prince.
Yeah, I love Prince. Prince is like the epitome of petty. Like, he is just.
But when it comes to music-wise, I'm not a big of Prince. Like, I like
Prince, but I don't know his music as well as I know Michael Jackson's.
Yeah, I mean, honest, his music's always, like, struck me as a little too much. Like, it's a little too much, like, what they call it? Not meta, but what androgynous?
Okay.
Like, it's too much.
Okay.
Like, he hums and does that shit in your ear a lot? Like, if you got headphones, I feel sexual.
Like, I'm not trying to hear a grown man moan in my ear.
What are you doing, dog?
Crying. All right, let's go to the next one. Soul food or Caribbean food? I'm going Caribbean food, and I'm gonna tell you this, right? And I'll probably get canceled. I don't care. This video didn't come out yet. It's going on my personal YouTube channel, and I stand by it. Besides fried chicken and mac and cheese, soul food is trash.
I'm not a big soul food person, but I'm also not a big Caribbean person. American, nigga. Burger. Give me a burger.
Ew.
I'm straight. Hey, man, I'm sorry. You know what the problem is?
So which one do you pick out of soul food and Caribbean?
Soul Food just because of the movie?
This has nothing to do with the movie. Like,
the movie was
the actual food.
The love around the movie. Bruh. The soul food brought the family together. Even though it killed Big Mama, it brought the family together.
Oh, you know what? I said that wrong. Because I forgot, like, baby back ribs and, like, all of those are considered soul food.
Come on now.
So, sides. Soul food sides are trash. Yeah.
You talking about like macaroni and cheese? You bashing macaroni and cheese?
No, I'm saying outside of mac and cheese,
okay.
I'll put yams up there too. Greens aren't that great. Like, they're mid to me. However, wow. I will say I had greens from some Kenyans. Kenyans throw down with the collard greens. Like, but American, like, black soul food collard greens.
I'm not big on greens, but, like, I'm also not big on, like,
meat. And then, like, chickpeas. Like, who is, like...
I don't know what the fuck that is. What the fuck is a chickpea?
I mean, I'm sorry, not chickpeas. What are the black-eyed peas?
Now, see, now you're talking about language. What the fuck is a chickpea?
No, that's like a... Yeah, my bad. Chickpeas is like healthy food.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know where my brain is right now.
That's healthy food? You see where my life is. This is the gutter.
He said, wait a minute. Yo, I'm dead. All right. Martin or living single?
Martin, no question.
Yeah, I want
no question. Come on now.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce, come on.
Okay, so as a performer, and from I'm going to say Beyonce, of course. As a singer, I'm going to say Beyonce. But as a person, I love Rihanna. Like, I love her energy. She, I love her personality. Right, right. She like just does not care.
Yeah.
Like, and she has a lot of hits.
She do.
She literally just did the Super Bowl by herself.
Can I ask you a question?
Pregnant. Right.
Can I navigate? So, I was having this conversation the other day.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Here we go.
All right, y'all ready for something?
I know this is about to go left,
y'all. Beyonce, if we had a overall equation, is equal to Usher. Right?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do y'all mean? I mean, this is a versus right now. The only person to get against Usher is Beyonce. And she might not win. She probably won't win, if I'm thinking about it.
Usher is big.
Big.
But he's not Beyonce big.
Only because Usher's a single black man.
No, because he's R&B. He tried to go over to pop and he didn't have success. He
didn't have success? What
not
are you
like
talking
Chris
about?
Brown? Absolutely not.
Not like Chris Brown?
Absolutely not.
I don't
Absolutely
understand what you're saying.
Not.
Usher has 35 years of hits. Mm-hmm. He has a hit right now.
You consider that a hit compared to how big his music was before?
When you say pop song, you think Chris Brown's a bigger pop artist than Usher?
Absolutely, yes.
I don't think so.
I think Usher is like...
When you say pop hits, like, what do you mean? Can you explain to that what the, like, your definition of a pop
hit? Okay, so I'm going to break down... Okay, so Usher's best performing album was Confessions. That's an R&B album, right?
That's very poppy.
That's an R&B album. Very that is poppy. Not that's an R&B album.
So I named any songs that's on the album?
Okay.
Confessions?
Mm-hmm.
You got number one, Confessions.
R&B.
You got Caught Up. Is that on the album? Is that on the album before?
I don't remember.
Caught Up. I think it's on Confessions. Isn't Yeah on Confessions?
Yeah.
It's a diamond pop.
Yeah, was on Confessions?
I think so.
I thought that was on the one with the mountains.
That's way after. That is more of a R&B album.
We're acting like we not in front of a computer.
Right.
You're right. Okay, so.
Yeah, come on. Yeah is a diamond single.
No, Yeah is definitely a pop hit.
I
so
mean,
we got Yeah.
Hold on. We got to fix that. It's not a pop hit. It's a pop smash. Listen, I was at his concert.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That shit came on,
mm-hmm.
and I thought I was 10 again. I lost my fucking mind, screaming Yeah. And I don't know how comfortable I was screaming as a 30-year-old man at Usher,
mm-hmm.
but he got it out of me.
So Usher's Confession album, we got Yeah, Can You Handle It, Follow Me, That's What It's Made For, Truth Hurts, Confessions, Throwback, Bad Girl, Simple Things, Superstar, Take Your Hand, Do It To Me, Whatever I Want, Caught Up, Confessions, Burn, Superstar.
I mean, God, that album is loaded. God,
that album was phenomenal. Like, don't get it twisted. That
I think Chris Brown got one of them.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, that album... No, no, no. This is a classic album. Chris. Classic. No, no. I agree with you. Like, Chris Brown doesn't have a Confessions.
No.
Like, he has albums, but he doesn't have a Confessions.
No.
But even that, I still consider this an R&B album. Yes, there's some pop in there, but I still consider this an R&B album.
But when I think about pop, it's tough. This would be like...
But I mean, we can easily just compare Usher hits to Beyonce hits.
Please do. Please do. I've been telling you this for years. But also, I was going to say Chris Brown is equivalent to Rihanna. Beyonce is equivalent to Usher. Chris Brown is equivalent to Rihanna.
I mean, that's fair. They also both came out before the person. Like, Beyonce's been in the industry longer than Rihanna. Usher's been in the industry longer than Chris Brown.
I'm saying, you got to judge them on that scale.
Yeah, but I'm saying even that, it shows the longevity, because it's like Beyonce's been at the top of her career
forever,
for so long, and Usher, he's not at the top no more, but you really...
Who's at the top? Please explain to me who's at the top. If Usher is not... If he's not considered a god amongst R&B... Who is?
No, I didn't say he's not.
So I'm saying,
but
so,
you're comparing him to Beyonce, and yes, Beyonce,
yeah, most,
a lot of people will argue she's not an R&B artist.
What is she?
Pop.
You're saying Beyonce's? I would disagree with that. But okay, even if you say that, right? You can still say the same thing about Usher.
I don't look at Usher as pop.
But why not?
Because I look at 35
years
of
pop. When you talk about pop, you talk about popular music, right?
Yeah, but pop has a sound, though.
Right.
Like,
but he has that sound. Can I give you some pop songs?
Okay.
You Make Me Wanna.
That's pop?
Yes. It's very pop.
I wouldn't consider that pop.
Why not?
I feel like that's a...
Especially around the
90s. I would consider that an upbeat R&B song.
When you consider that across the 90s song... Okay. How about this? Can we look up You Make Me Wanna, the single? What year that came out versus the other pop songs that came out that year?
Okay.
Is that too much work?
I mean, that's a lot. But
I know.
Like,
I'm sorry. Yeah. We just talking shit. Anyway,
yeah,
we're about to chat.
Say, it's like,
we're about to chat EBT.
I did find, though, that somebody did a 20s hits battle between Beyonce and Usher. So let's just go through that real quick. So they have Naughty Girl versus Bad Girl.
Naughty Girl versus Bad Girl. Okay. I know the Usher Bad Girl. Naughty Girl. I think the Usher
Naughty
song
Naughty Girl. Yeah, I agree. Deja Vu versus You Remind Me.
You Remind Me wins.
Best Thing I Ever Had versus There Goes My Baby. Best I Never Had for Me wins.
Okay.
There Goes My Baby was good, but so, man, to me it's not
song.
Better than
okay,
Best
I'll give
Thing
you that. Let's say that.
Partition versus Trading Places. That's hard.
Trading Places
Trading Places was good.
That's my joint.
But Partition was good. Like
that's
But to be honest, though, I feel like there's better songs that could go against Trading Places than Partition, but whatever.
That's a throwaway round.
Baby Boy versus Throwback.
Throwback wins.
I'm giving it to Baby Boy. Me, Myself, and I versus You Got It Bad. You Got It Bad.
You Got It Bad.
Yeah, 1,000%. Drunk in Love versus Love in This Club.
Love in This Club. I'm giving to it.
I'm going Drunk in Love. Right, Drunk in Love was a smash.
Fair enough. Surfboard.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Surfboard, right?
Love in This Club was great.
Yeah.
But Drunk in Love, like, niggas was in the club doing anything.
Watermelon.
They had grown men. I was about to say, they had grown men talking about something. Watermelon. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Nah. Countdown versus You Make Me Wanna. You Make Me Wanna,
you
definitely.
Make Me Wanna.
Sweet Dreams versus OMG. I didn't like
Oh, Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, the OMG was a trash ass song. That's pop to me.
Yeah, I don't like Will.i.am. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't like nothing he does. Like, nothing about that dude.
Check On It versus My Boo. My Boo.
My Boo.
Wins.
Come on now.
I don't feel like this is a fair list.
It's. I mean, it sounds like Usher winning.
Yeah, I was
what,
about to say.
What you heard? I said Usher.
Blow
is her.
Versus Can You Handle It? Can You Handle
Can
It?
You
wins.
Handle it?
Formation versus Good Kisser. Formation.
Formation.
Wins. Upgrade You versus My Way.
My Way. Let's go. She likes it. My Way. Tyrese was in that video.
Yeah, My Way wins. Sorry. Sorry versus Climax. Climax wins.
Come on now. That's one of my favorite songs ever.
Oh, I just realized. They're only pulling out majority of these Beyonce songs. I mean, whatever. I'll just keep going. But, okay. Love Drought versus Tell Me. I don't know Love Drought.
Neither one. I know Tell
Me. I know Tell Me, but that, we'll just throw that one away. Single Ladies versus You Don't Have to Call. That's
You don't
hard.
Have to call.
You're a man, though. That's Listen, hard. Dog. Like,
when the dude did that
hard.
In the video, we did that.
Nah, when she was up there with the. The that.
Listen.
Woo! That's hard.
Yeah, man. That was the first time I seen
that's
Willie.
That's the best comparison. Yeah, that is a good so one. Because both one. Of those are really good.
I'm going with
to
You Don't
Have
to Call.
To be honest, just because of the type of music I like. I have to go Usher. You don't have to call because hey, you don't have to call.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I was a kid, my dad told me that made him buy Escalade. Then nigga popping a chest in the fucking, you know what I mean? Made him buy an Escalade. That's crazy, right?
That's wild. All right, Love on Top versus Superstar.
Superstar, come on now.
Nah, Love on Top. Cause baby, it's you. Yeah, Love
Superstar?
On Top. Superstar was fire, but Love on Top. Definitely. Man. They had everybody doing the electric slide to Love on Top.
At, I don't even know what she was talking about, but I know what a Superstar is.
People stopped playing the Frankie Beverly version so that they could play Beyonce.
That's different. That's a different song.
No, she remixed it.
Love on Top?
She remixed it.
Love on Top is Baby You.
Yeah.
But the Frankie Beverly song is...
Yeah, but I'm saying she remixed the Frankie Beverly song.
And her song together? I never heard that.
I thought that's what it was. I mean, I know she did remix it, but I thought that, like, they switched it up where it was,
but
like,
let me tell you something.
The introduction
that Frankie
like that.
Maze and Beverly song she did? It's trash.
What song?
That song
what,
she did?
What, Love on Top?
No. The other one. What's the song? Because I'm even drinking.
I have no idea.
No. Frankie Maze and Beverly, the song is,
All right, we're going to move
fucking,
on.
Yeah,
Irreplaceable versus Confessions Part 2. I'm very glad that they did not put Confessions Part 1 because I would have fainted.
I'm a lot
so
of you.
I can very comfortably say Irreplaceable.
Confessions Part 1 is my favorite.
Yeah, but it said Part 2.
I know. But is your favorite Part 1?
Absolutely.
Oh, it is? All right. Bad. I thought
Confessions
you were saying.
Part 1. Yeah, no, that's okay. Why I said if this said Confessions Part 1, I was going to close my laptop.
That's a controversial take. Right? Right. It is. Because the one... He got to the shit. Like, what? One was
like,
lit.
Two was like, all right.
Yeah.
But one, so yeah, I'm going Irreplaceable. Crazy in Love versus Yeah.
Crazy in Love.
Yeah, I have to agree. Halo versus Burn. That's hard. Because I like both of those.
Halo was my shit. No, what's the one? Was the video when... Halo. If I Were a Boy, that was my shit.
Oh, yeah, that was fire.
Oh, man. The video, it was a guy.
Uh-huh. I know what you're talking
about. No, it was a girl. It was her doing all the fuck shit. Then it showed it was the guy doing all the fuck shit. That video was so great. I love that, man.
Yo, I miss the old music videos.
We had videos. Yo, for real. That's why I'm hoping Diddy by BET. Let's bring back, you know what I mean? Tyler Perry,
I felt that. And then when I heard, I was listening to Brilliant Idiots, mm-hmm. and they were talking about how, like, Diddy, there's so many people who complain about Revolt right now, which is the network he owns. It's like, how are you already trying to jump into...
Because Revolt, you gotta have cable, though, right? To, like, have videos, access to videos?
I mean, they got their, like, YouTube channel going. They have, like... They have a lot of stuff.
I want to bring back the whole culture. Bring back 106 in Park. Bring back...
Yo, 106 in Park was such
a... You know what I mean? Like, make videos a thing again.
Right. Because music videos are big now because it's on YouTube, but I never go to YouTube to watch music videos. Like, 106 in Park was the thing.
You remember how we was thinking about when you think you have a, when I, like, remember, I have, like, a montage in my head for, like, specific eras. But, like, the early 2000s, dog, man, all I can remember is music videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally all I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go back to that. I'm not going to lie. Like, bring back the music. Make me like your artist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I like some of the stuff they're saying, but some of these niggas is the dun-dun-duns. Like,
not the dun-dun-duns. I'm dead. All right. I'm going to skip through some of these. Why they give a Living Color again? They said in Living Color or The Chappelle Show.
The Chappelle Show.
Yeah. Like, let's see. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Family Matters.
Fresh Prince.
Tupac or Biggie.
Tupac.
Kool-Aid or Capri Sun?
Capri Sun.
I'm actually offended that they put that in.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm low-key offended that ChatGPT has to say.
like that.
Mary J. Blige or Jill Scott?
Mary J.
I don't even understand why.
That's a bad comparison, dog.
I think they should have. I personally would go Jill Scott, but that's because that's the type of music. I like neo soul. But I feel like,
let me tell you something.
You don't like neo soul.
I can't stand it.
I know. I know.
And all the artists, but you know what's funny is all the artists that are neo soul, I have a song that I like.
Yeah.
This music is just like, I don't know.
Like Jill Scott versus Erykah Badu to me would have been a better one.
Too much. Like, I don't know too many of these songs. I know.
Yeah, but I'm saying like they make the same type of music. Yeah, so it's like to put Mary J. with Jill Scott, that didn't make sense. Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye?
Luther.
I'm going Marvin Gaye.
Where?
Yeah.
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 What? Dance with My Father made me cry right now.
Oh, yeah. That,
my dad's alive. Yo, this made me cry right now.
No, that was fire, but yeah. I don't know, especially since, like, you're not online, but these basketball highlights they've been posting out, a lot of them have been posted with, like, Marvin Gaye playing in the background, and it makes it look so much better.
Yeah?
Yes. Like.
So you said Marvin Gaye, I said Luther, right? But you were a Luther fan or no?
Yeah.
Luther or Whitney?
I want Whitney.
I agree.
I want Whitney, yeah.
I agree.
Okay, last this or that. Black Panther or Get Out?
Black Panther. Get Out.
Did you watch the most recent Black Panther?
It was trash. Listen, everything Marvel's done has been trash.
There you go.
And listen, I don't want to take your podcast out the algorithm because of Disney. But listen, the Marvel, I got complaints.
Oh my gosh. All right. So now, moving on to the next segment. I asked ChatGPT, give me some fun, lighthearted segments for a podcast episode between two best friends, with one being a single woman and another being a married man. Because that's literally
us. Very specific.
Right? Okay. I was like, that's literally us. I wanted to see like how well it would do.
Very specific.
Right. And it literally came up with some good ideas. So the first one, it says, basically we ask each other, I'm sorry, no, it says, how well do we know each other? And so it basically says we take turns asking each other questions about our favorite things, pet peeves, and fun facts to see how well we know each other.
Okay.
All right. Let me think of a question.
Okay. I guess off your question, then I will think of a question.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What are, give me two pet peeves I have.
That you have.
Mm-hmm.
Being late.
I wouldn't say that's necessarily a big pet peeve okay. of mine.
All
right. He said I was late today.
two pet peeves you
okay,
have.
You know what? That is a pet peeve when it's extreme.
Right. Because,
like, so before you got here, the girl I was interviewing before you, I was telling her a story about when I was like, I need a break from interviewing people. Cause like, if you remember, I used to have that studio set up in my parents' basement and we used to do the episodes there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we interviewed a local rapper. I won't say his name. Then again, I don't care cause I'm never going to do another interview with him, but whatever. And long story short, so one, every time I bring a guest on or we bring a guest on, we always ask, like, do y'all want something to drink? And then typically we'll ask what you want. So this person, we did the same thing, asked him what he wanted. He said that he liked tequila or whatever. And so we got him like a personal size, like similar to the one I got mm-hmm. you of like Patron or whatever. And so we're ready for the interview. The first one, he was a no call, no show.
Mm.
I was livid.
Right.
Right. But Amber, the co-host at the time, she was like, let's give him another chance. I'm like, okay, right. Shout out to Amber. What was I saying? Oh, so he was a no call, no show. Cool. Boom. So then fast forward, we reschedule. The second time he cancels like last minute. Like, I think it was like a few hours beforehand or something. I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. We'll just interview somebody else. Third time's a charm. He was almost 4 hours late. And what was pissing me off was every time we would ask him, like, hey, you know, is everything okay? He would always be like, oh, yeah, I'm on my way. Oh, yeah, I'm around the corner. Oh, yeah, I'll be there in 20 minutes. Like, literally every time we reached out, that was his response. And then this was the icing on the cake for me. He gets there, right? And he immediately makes, like, this comment about Patron. Like, oh, yeah, you know, normally I drink, like, top shelf tequila, but this is okay for now. Nigga, what? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, never again. Yeah. So, yeah.
Rappers is crazy, man. Interviewing rappers is wild.
Yeah, it's a rap. I'm done. There's only a handful of rappers I would interview ever again.
Drake?
No, I don't want to. I hate interviewing celebrities. Like, yeah, when I was doing Talk Heavy, our sponsor would send a lot of people in the industry for us to interview. So we would interview rappers, comedians, producers, like, you know, all these big names in the industry from Philly. And the amount of ego that people have, I'm just like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like having genuine conversation. Mm-hmm. Like having laughs, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not trying to like kiss your ass to interview you.
Yeah.
Cause for real, my interviews don't even be interviews. They just be conversations.
That's the main thing, right? Like, right? No, I understand. I completely understand.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll give you late. It has to be extremely late though.
Okay. Yeah. It just brought me back. I realize what you're talking about now. Okay.
So you got one more pet peeve.
Yeah. I think no call, no shows is a pet peeve for you as well.
Well, yeah, I think that's for everybody. But
yeah, but that's not that you.
That's
do that.
Insanity. You're right. Like,
why would you do that?
Right. Okay. Your question.
I can't think of too many pet peeves that I have.
Okay, come on with a different question.
I smoke a lot of weed. That's why.
That's fair.
I don't care about too much.
Now.
When it was nuts.
Because James, I ain't seen James in a minute. High five, yo. You done kept him locked up. Bruh, for those who are wondering, James is his drunk alter ego, and you do not want to meet that man. Let me tell you.
That nigga had fun, son. Let me tell you something. Had a ball. Always woke up with a story. Nah.
I just want to copy your question.
Okay, it's fine. I'm going to say one of your pet peeves. Okay. I believe one of your pet peeves... You do not tolerate when you feel like you are either like disrespected or played in front of people.
Nah, I don't like being embarrassed. If you embarrass, you try to embarrass me, dog. I don't like that.
Like if you feel like somebody's going out of their way,
especially to try to embarrass me, you want to fight, right? You want to listen. This is one thing I take seriously is my reputation. You trying to embarrass? Because I'm the first person to be like, yo, I'm dumb. Right?
No, that's you do be clowning yourself. But so like
I feel like you trying to play me.
Right.
And I can pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Yeah. I don't like that.
No, that's fair. All right. Let's move on to the next one. All right. So this one's called Am I Overreacting? So it says that we take turns describing a situation that is bothering us and ask the other person if they are overreacting or not. So do you have a situation that's bothering you or has been bothering? I feel like you always have a situation.
I do. I have a lot of situations that bother me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what's appropriate. You know what I mean? Like, I be bothered a lot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I'd be like, I'd be talking to
that's why
head.
When you say you don't have pet peeves, I'm like, you get irritated quick.
I do. Like, you know what's funny is, you know what's hilarious is, I used to be like a social person.
Yes, you did.
Like, really social. But then Corona hit.
Mm-hmm. And you became isolated.
I started talking to nigga in my head. Like, and this nigga, wow. You know what I mean? So it's hard for me. Because I know some of the stuff I be wronging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I hate to admit when I'm wrong. Give me another one. Because I can't think of nothing right now.
Okay. Fun fact about our hometowns. So it basically is a fun fact.
Harrisburg?
Yeah.
There's murderers that live here. That's a fun fact. Niggas will murder you and your family. So fun fact. Watch yourself.
Why would you say that out of all the things you could have said. Like, the Capitol was here.
Yeah, yeah, all that shit. Like,
he
it's
said
here.
There's murderers.
Murderers.
Yo, I'm crying. Okay. First impressions. So basically, we tell each other what our first impression of each other were.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You want me to say that?
Yes.
When I first met you, mm-hmm. you was with Redacted.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Right? Redacted.
Yes. God.
It was a wild time. Like, I don't know. Like,
it was a wild time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So can I say it or no?
Say what? His name?
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Oh, no, I don't care if you said a
what
story.
What was happening?
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
So when I met you, you was with the gentleman. Mm-hmm. You were about to, you know what I mean? You about to lose your virginity?
I wasn't going to that day.
Oh, I thought y'all was about to.
No.
See, this whole time I thought y'all was about to fuck.
No. I mean, he was my boyfriend. I was a virgin. Like, I'm sure he wanted to.
Do you want
to
know the hilarious story about what happened?
Okay.
My father called me. Uh-huh. He's like, where you at? Mm-hmm. I was in the middle of some shit. You know what I mean?
With the girl you were with at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my baby at the time.
Yes, I remember.
But then, my dad, who was, you know what I mean? Like, he knew I was trying to fuck. He knew it in his mind.
Her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he calls me.
Wait, this is the same day we met?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he calls me and I start running for Redacted.
Okay.
Because I need him to speak to my father.
So wait, that's how you ended up at the house?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I was in the middle of some
shit.
All right,
so let me clarify. Hold on, let me clarify because I'm sure people listening have no idea what we're talking about. So the first time we ever met, he went to the high school that my boyfriend at the time had transferred to. So I was at my boyfriend's house, and out of nowhere, he and his girlfriend at the time popped up. And for the life of me, I never knew that was how you
Yeah, I was very worried. My dad was going to whip my
you know,
ass.
No, I have a funny story about that day, too. What was that? I found out that my dad messed with my ex's mom when I got there.
Is it funny? Are we laughing?
That shit's hilarious. Like, is that not funny? It's just hilarious, yo. I mean, he didn't admit it, but it was very obvious. Like,
no, yeah, it's a fact. My dad was messing with my girl's
Because I never
neighbor.
Understood why, like, because... I mean, I was like, my dad was never the super like, oh, you can't have boyfriends type thing. My brother was more like that than my dad. So like, he was always chill.
Yeah.
But with him specifically, he just did not want me to date him. He like stopped taking me over there. And like, I was just like, I mean, of course, but I figured out and put two and two together that it was also because he had history with his mom. So how we found out was when we pulled up to the house, because he didn't know who, you know, she was, of course. So we pulled up to the house and he comes out and his mom comes out and she's like, and she says my dad's name. My dad, the fear of God, looked like it just took his soul.
Respect to that man. Right out of his respect to that man. So I understand. Like, please.
So then please, I remember God, when he came back.
A guy, please.
When he came back to pick me up, I was like, oh, Dad, how do you know her? And he goes, because my dad was an attorney. He was like, oh, she was
respect,
one of my
respect.
Clients.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. She was one of your clients. Respect. Okay. Yo, that's crazy. Funny. But no, my first impression of you, I'm trying to think. You were like...
Yeah, you knew me. Listen, you knew me before a lot of shit.
Yeah, we were 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were young.
Even before I came to your school.
Like, yeah! I was your only friend at the school at the time. Yeah.
You, Aris Williams. Shout out to Aris, my boy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think my first impression of you, I definitely could tell you were super in love with your girlfriend at the time. My like, you were like a lover boy. Yeah. And, But you were very, like, argumentative.
That's me to this day.
That's a fact.
It's me to this day.
So it was like every little thing you wanted to debate. Like,
yeah, what you talking about?
I'm like, bro, what? Like, we all had a good time. But,
yeah,
like,
me.
You also was always, like, laughing. Like, everything was like a joke. And, like, I love, like, people like that who just, like, you know, laugh at life. So that was my first impression.
That's great. Yeah, my first impression of you was, this girl finna be in trouble. This girl finna be in trouble. She went redacted.
Keep calling him redacted. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. So you knew that it wasn't good for me.
Man, listen, that was my guy. He was hilarious, but yeah. He wasn't the one.
And it's so funny because like, he was, I don't know whether he cheated on her with me or he cheated on me with her, because we both were his girlfriends at the same time.
See, I don't know about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, she, like, she didn't go to school with y'all.
Okay.
So, because he did actually have a girlfriend at y'all school, too, that later came out. But I'm talking about a different one. She was from Hershey.
You know.
But it's crazy now, because me and her are cool.
You know what's hilarious?
And, wait. So, redacted later on eventually took my virginity. He took our virginities back to back.
Respect to that man.
I hate you. Why would you say that?
Respect to that man. Oh, yeah, respect. Listen, what's crazy is one day, this is how I know, I don't know what this means, but to me, but the one day I hired some movers to move shit, he showed up to move shit into my apartment. I'm like,
yeah, I'm cutting that part out. That's not going on air. But
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just I was thinking about that, and I'm like, yeah, we can't.
Did you ever have that feeling?
No, I feel you. I'm just cutting that part out. All right. So it says, okay, this one's funny. Dating stories. The single woman can share some of her funniest, craziest dating stories with a married man who can provide some insight.
Okay.
So I do have...
Come on with it.
Oh, my phone's recording. Dang.
Because
I was about to show you. So basically, I recently re-downloaded Hinge like 2 days ago. Because I'm leaving for San Diego. I'm going to be there for a month. So I figured, why not? So...
San Diego dick.
No, I'm not having sex.
You know?
I haven't had sex in like 2 years.
Why?
I don't do casual sex. That's not my thing.
It's the funnest thing in the world. Why won't you do casual sex? Hold on, stop. Come out. Why not?
Because I get emotionally attached.
Stop.
I don't want to stop.
Listen, you fucking nigga in San Diego.
No.
You can fuck a couple people in San Diego.
No. I don't want to do any of that.
That sounds like a ball to me. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, what are you doing? Why not?
Oh, my gosh. Because I don't want to. That's not my thing.
So what is your thing?
I mean, I just... Like, if I have sex with you, I have to be in, like, a... Like, I have to have an emotional attachment to you. Like, first of all, I'm not even going to get wet if I don't have an emotional attachment to somebody. Like, that doesn't work. That's just me. I don't know. Some women...
You just can't fuck people.
No, I've never had like a one-night stand. I've never like done any of that.
Let me tell you something. The one-night stands?
Now, one-night stands sound thrilling. They do. They sound thrilling.
They are fun as fuck. But you know what you guys are doing? You got to stop judging yourself.
I'm not judging myself.
But hold on. Can I explain something?
Uh-huh.
That be the problem a lot of times with women, especially because you feel like you got to adhere to certain... standards or whatever.
No, I'm too old to give a fuck about
men
that shit.
Don't give a fuck about nothing. Let me tell you something why men have the funnest time. This is why men have the funnest time. I can fuck a two and have a ball doing it because I didn't expect to fuck the two.
But like, well, one, men and women is very different regardless. But like, even...
People are people.
Even with that being said and kind of like the stipulations that are put on women versus men and all that type of stuff, I'm at an age where I don't care about none of that. Like, I feel like when you're younger, you concern yourself with all of that. I'm way too old to care about that.
What you care about?
I just came to terms with the fact that that's just not me. I'm not judging me if I were to have a one-night stand, like it is what it is. It's just I know
so
that that's not.
So what does a nigga gotta do?
It wouldn't work for me.
Why not?
Because I just told you it does not work. Like I have to have some type of an emotional attachment to you. Like if I don't, I'm not going to like get turned on.
What I'm saying
at all. Like you could look good, you could be my type, but I'm not gonna sleep with you the first time I meet you.
What I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
You're missing life. But why not?
I think I'm fine.
You are.
Yeah.
More
I think
than,
I'm
more
fine.
Than capable. I'm saying.
Plus, don't. I don't want all them souls tied around me.
Fuck that shit. Listen, who cares?
Mm-mm.
Who cares? If you ever get married, you just lie. That's what you do. Yep. Like, yo, I got 5 bodies. You don't have to.
But it's
but
like,
I mean, like, you missing out on a real. Listen, let me tell you something.
No, I mean,
what,
I had fun.
What
it's just, I
know I
didn't have
about
that.
Life.
Okay.
Hoes have the most fun.
Okay.
You disagree?
I didn't say that.
What I'm saying is, hoes have the most fun. I'm not saying you should be a hoe.
That's
I'm
literally
saying,
what you just said.
No, no, no. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying you should have fun.
But who's saying that I'm not having fun just because I'm not having sex?
Me.
Like, I'm still I'm having fun. I'm just not sleeping with everybody.
Yeah, but
like,
it's
I'm
fun
still...
to sleep with people.
Okay.
Is it not? You don't think that's fun?
I mean, yeah, but
you
it's
don't
like...
You a good one-night stand?
Like I've never had a one-night stand.
This is what I'm saying, Venice. Trust me. Okay? If you never had a one-night stand,
mm-hmm.
a good one-night stand will satisfy you for a good month. You got a month to have another one-night stand.
That's insanity.
It's not. It's not.
Like, I'm good on that.
It's not insanity. It's like life now. These new people are fucking
okay, Jesse.
Fast. You don't think so? Fast, son. Like, you don't even gotta, like, you don't gotta be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a, you could, you probably could engage, what's the chat? Chat.
Chat GPT.
To write me a profile.
Mm-hmm.
Fam, I miss the bitches.
But you're a man.
Women could do the same thing.
I mean, yeah, it's easier for women to get.
Easier.
It's way easier.
I like sports.
Yeah.
I okay. Mean, like, you're my wife.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, it's easier, but that regardless, it's like. Like, I mean, I've had fun, but it's just like if I did have like a rotation, it was people I had slept with in my past and I just recycled them.
But let me, can I ask you, is that because you don't want to pick up new bodies?
No, I don't. I told you I'm at the age I don't care about that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Like, I feel like after whatever age, nobody cares. Like, people aren't asking you your body
no,
count at 30.
Cares.
Huh?
I care. Everybody cares.
Oh, so you like being lied to?
Yeah.
Well, you're married, so that's
lie to me good. Because if I catch the fact that you lying.
Well, in my experience of dating, nobody has asked about body count since I was like 24 years
this
old.
It's very corny to do.
It is.
But once you get a girl.
And then wait a minute. You literally just said out of your mouth that you care about body count. But then you said earlier that I should be going around fucking everybody because men don't care.
I've never said that. You should go around fucking everybody?
That's what you said.
No.
You said go to San Diego, get some dick. That's fucking random people.
That's not fucking everybody. I mean,
but that's random people.
Get some qualified dick. I mean, almost you had some qualifiers. I mean, get some qualified dick.
Okay.
I don't want you to be...
But that... I don't understand. My lifestyle doesn't make sense for that. I travel all the time. And whenever right. I travel, I'm there for anywhere for a month to 2 months.
That's
so
the
if
best
I'm,
time to get the best dick. Listen.
Okay, but I'm saying like, so let's say in a year's time, I go to 5 cities for a month
best
each.
Best time to get the best dick. You have mad good dick in 5 cities.
You just said that you care about body count. I'm single, right? So if I'm doing this until I get, find somebody...
I just care
I'm racking
about,
up. No, no, no. You said you care about body count.
What you tell me? You know what I mean? What you tell me? As long as you tell me it's a good lie, my nigga, we can get married.
So then why do you care if you know it's going to be a lie?
What you mean?
For like, what? I'm saying like, because you said you care about body count and I'm trying to understand why
nobody
do you care
wants to
if
marry
you know it's going to lie?
Nobody wants to marry her.
But all the hoes get married.
They lie. They lie to me.
Okay.
Right? Like I'm saying, like if you a hoe, you get married, you lying.
Okay.
No?
I don't know. I'm not married.
I guess I'm not.
Will say that a lot of the people who were considered hoes
got married.
Yeah.
Cause they know what to do.
Yeah.
They know they have been with a bunch of people and they know what the consensus is. I should do this.
And it's like, I'm not trying to say I'm innocent. Like, I've definitely had sexual experiences or whatever, different partners. It's just, I'm not sleeping with random people. Like,
that's the funniest shit. It is. You're missing out on joy.
Okay.
Sleeping with random people?
Okay, Jesse.
That's the mad, that's fun as fuck.
Okay.
That's why people on Tinder.
Okay.
That's why it's a whole industry.
That's right? Why people are on Tinder?
To sleep with random people? Absolutely.
I found my ex-boyfriend on Tinder.
He was trying to sleep with random people, right?
I don't know. We were dating for 3 years.
Hold on. Y'all was dating?
We met on Tinder, and then we ended up dating for 3 years.
Respect. That's respect.
But we didn't hook up off of Tinder. We didn't have sex for like the first year and a half.
Wow, he was using Tinder wrong. He was using Tinder wrong.
I mean, he might have been hooking up with other girls. He just wasn't hooking up with me. When I was on Tinder, I mean, granted, when I was on Tinder, it first came out. So that was like back in like 2015, 2014.
This is back around 2015, 2014.
Yeah. And so at that time, I mean, I don't know if it's different now, but at that time when I was on it, like nobody was trying to like sleep with me.
Word?
Yeah. Like me, I mean, I don't know. My roommate and I had a conversation about it because our experiences were so different from the women around us. Where, like, a lot of the women around us, like, when they would go on Tinder, guys would immediately be trying to, like, send dick pics or trying to, like, you know, hook up with them or whatever. Whereas with us, we matched a lot of dudes, but none of them tried us in that way. And so we asked, like, some guys and they said, because of how we present ourselves. So I guess maybe it's the profile. I don't
know. Maybe.
I mean, no shade to any of the other women. It's just I didn't have that experience and she didn't either. And we thought it was weird because it was just us two. And then everybody else around us would tell us these crazy stories. And we're like, that never happened to me.
Respect.
Anyway, moving on. So that's enough of that. So we're going to go into the last segment of 2 Cent Tuesdays. Mark your calendars for Tuesday because the madness continues with 2 Cent Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sip and Spill. If you had a blast with us today, do me a favor and share it with a friend. You're the real MVP of the Sip and Spill party. Until next time, deuces!